Stormy wind may blow.
But I'll find the Savior. And he's sweet, I know.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you. We give you glory and honor for allowing us to come together one more day, one more time. This is the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, thank you for the anointing of God that's in this house right now. Thank you for your spirit, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your delivering power. Thank you for your healing hands. So, Father, we acknowledge you today in all of our ways, knowing that you'll direct our path. God, give us what to say and how to say that you alone will be glorified. And we bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel a blessing in the house.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You know, almost every time that I'm in the house of the Lord, every time in the house of the Lord, the Lord blesses me. It's just a wonderful thing to be in the midst of God's people. You know, here we are, first Sunday, Family Day, Communion Day, new month of November, through the thick and the thin, through the ups and downs, God has been with us. He has blessed us abundantly. Amen. He's made ways out of no way for us. And we give God praise.
Amen.
I thank God this morning, this afternoon, Sister Carolina. Thank God for my sister. We have a special connection. Amen. And we just love you, sister. I feel that God has a word for us through her. And when the time is right, she's going to share the three P's. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. And just thank the Lord for you, Sister Carolina. We love you. Praise God. And tell Cecilia to give me a call. She's only about this long, you know. But praise God. You know, Sandy, she got up, and I believe she got up almost about to preach the message. I should call her back in here. Because I see she was tuned up, amen, praise
amen,
God.
Amen.
But the subject today is have you found, Mother, what you're looking for? Praise God. We have been preaching today, y'all, just for a few minutes, amen. I know it's communion time. We don't want to hold the saints all day. But look at somebody, find somebody next to you, ask them, have you found what you're looking for? And I imagine some of us are still looking. You know, and so you have natural and you have spiritual. See, now we all at some point, how many at some point have lost your keys? You know, and you look until you find them. Because guess what? You're not going nowhere until you find them. You see my car keys? And I got a friend, a relative, I won't call out who she is, but that gives half of it. She said, have anybody seen my teeth? No. Can't say that I have, you know. But everybody goes on the prowl looking for the teeth. You know, anybody ever lost their eyeglasses, you know. Now, I'm probably the only one in the building whose eyeglasses have a name. My eyeglasses name is Maxwell. Ever since I was a little kid. So I say, Sandy, you see Maxwell? She say, the ones you sleep in or the ones you wear every day? See, I got some nighttime glasses where I don't mind going to sleep in them. They I won't tear them up, you know. Man, you see Maxwell? We start looking. Yeah, Maxwell under the pillow, you know. You know, have you found what you're looking for? See, so there's a lot of natural things, yeah, you know, that we can find ourselves looking for. Have you ever lost your car in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
And please don't go to Dodger Stadium. And if you don't have a beeper on that thing, you know, whomp, 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 I hear it, but I don't see it. You know. But we're looking for it, see. But also there are things that are not tangible that we find that people today are looking for on a continual basis, you know. And so the question is, Have you found what you're looking for? Some people are looking for happiness. How many are looking for happiness today?
Yes.
You know, some people are looking for money because they might figure, well, if I get the money, by definition, by default, I'll be happy. And how many know that money don't buy happiness? See, but have we found in life what we're looking for? Sometimes we might say, I'm just looking for free. I just want to be free. And you know how these teenagers, you know, well, there may be a couple of teenagers in here, I don't know. But it's that, you know, that leaving the nest routine. You know, I'm looking for freedom. You know, as soon as I get 18, I'm out of here. So you mean you got to pay bills? You got to buy food? So have you found what you're looking for? You were looking for that freedom, and now you got it. And things get real tight, so have you found what you're looking for? Sometimes we're looking for peace. Anybody just looking for peace? Do you need peace in your home? Peace in your mind? Amen. We're looking for peace in the world. But Jesus said, when you cry, man, cry peace and safety, and what? Sudden destruction comes. Have you found what you're looking for? Joy, you know. Looking for joy. We stayed as believers a lot of times. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Used to be an old song, Doc, you remember, if you want joy, you can leap for it. If you want joy, you can clap for it. If you want joy, you can run for it. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. So a lot of times we're looking for joy. Thank you, God. People in general, whether you believe or not, looking for balance in their life. How many know that people have lives that are out of balance? Seem like it just can't get level. Can't get the scales in balance with each other. You mean, I just need balance in my life. If I'm not this far this way, I'm way over on the other side. Have you found what you're looking for? Fulfillment. You know, I just want to be fulfilled. You know. I'm looking for confidence because I don't have confidence. You know, I need some boldness. You know, and I'm looking for. There's a whole lot of things that are not tangible things that people are looking for on today. People are looking for stability. You know, sometimes we're all over the charts. James tells a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Sometimes, you know, the phone don't have to ring with bad news. Sometimes we just looking at the phone and waiting on it to ring with some bad news. You know. Yeah. So sometimes we just, and just the smallest thing. Oh, here the sky is falling. You know. But we need some stability. You know. We're looking for love. Folks are looking for love today, looking for relationship, looking to have some time with somebody else, having, you know, having them, looking here and there, looking everywhere. Wait a minute, that sounds like something from the 60s. Hello, y'all. It's almost old as me, or older, praise God. Looking here, searching everywhere, can't find it. But you see, all that we need is in Jesus. Everything that we're looking for is in Jesus, yes, you know. And so sometimes we're looking for the right thing in the wrong place.
All right.
And we're hoping and hoping. Run Brother used to say, we're hoping on a rope. Hope on a rope, you know. Now, I didn't quite ever understand what he meant by it, but he said, man, you're just hoping on a rope, you know. But our hope need to be in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Praise God. So we're going to look at Matthew 13 today. I got another passage, John, I'm going to look at before we get there. But the whole chapter of Matthew 13, Jesus is speaking to the people in parables. He's speaking to them, and the word is, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And Jesus used a different mannerism of talking to folks, communicating with folks, something that they can identify with naturally, so with a spiritual implication. See, and sometimes we're not careful while we looking and looking and searching and searching. We're not hearing what God has to say. And then, and so we just keep in this continual loop. Like that guinea pig or hamster in the squirrel cage. And we're going nowhere. In John chapter 1, 35 through 41, just hitting in the middle of this chapter where John the Baptist comes on the scene and he's crying out, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He talked to the Pharisees and said, who warned you generation of vipers? What y'all coming here looking for? You know, it's time. There's one coming that's mightier than I am. And I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes. But he's going to baptize you with fire and with the Holy Spirit. What a mighty God. So in the middle of this, again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples. Because I want to say this. People are always looking for something. And a whole lot of folks are looking for God to come in a certain way. And sometimes we miss God when he shows up. Have you ever had one of those Monday morning quarterback routines as a relationship? Oh, that's what God was telling me. I missed it. We want to get to a point where we're in tune and we hear and we know when the Lord is talking to us. He said again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, what? The Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and seeing them follow, he said to them, what do you seek? See, Sister Sheila, what are you looking for? What's on your mind? See, what do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, when translated teacher, they recognized that Jesus was the master teacher. He said, where are you staying at? He said to them, come and see. Do you ever tell folks that when you invite them to your church? Come on, just see what's going on over there. You know. And you ever invite somebody to church and they make it like they're going to do you a favor? You know, one day I'm going to come with you. I'm going to make you feel real good. I'm going to show up. 6 months pass by, 2 years. I'm still coming now. You know. But no, it's not for me. We found something that's good. Something that will help you, that will benefit you. He said, he said to them, come and see, and they came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. See, every Jewish person on the planet was looking for the Messiah to come. Because God's word is true. God's promises are sure. When God makes a promise, those who love him will stand on God's word.
Amen.
Amen. What else are we going to stand on?
That's right.
You know, you're like, people say, where can we go? You have the words of eternal life, Jesus. We don't have no words. We stand right here. One of the two who heard John speak, he said, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah. This is subject of the message today. Have you found what you're looking for? Here Andrew said, we have, he goes to get, you know, because you can't have good news and don't want to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Found his brother said, we have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. Can you imagine the joy that filled his soul?
Right.
You mean this is what's been prophesied all of these years, and now he's shown up before our very eyes? Thank you, Lord. Yeah. So again, in Matthew 13, though, Jesus spoke to the people continually in parables. He started off with the parable of the sower and the seed. He talked to them about that. He talked to them about the parable of the weeds, how someone came and sowed weeds in the midst of a garden that was growing up with all kind of good stuff, fruit and vegetables, and somebody sowing in weeds. He talked to them about if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. You can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. It shall not doubt in your mind. He talked to them about mustard seed. He talked to them about yeast, that leaven caused bread to rise. Then he explained to them what the parables meant. And he comes down to the point where we are today, where Jesus is really driving home, talking to the people in parables, giving them insight into what the kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven. Remember now, John said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
That's right.
We found him, Jesus, the Messiah. When God puts something in motion, you may well fasten your seatbelt because this train is getting ready to leave the station.
All right.
Things are going to start happening. Anybody remember, I believe all of us probably remember when we got saved and we got fired up and cranked up for Jesus and we were seeing miracles. Yes. Amen. Because we trusted him. And then, lo and behold, by and by, time go by, we don't trust him like we used to. See, God wants us to stay fired up for him. So in Matthew 13, verse 44, Brother Chucky, we got to look at the Amplified today. and bring out a few things. Again, what are you looking for? Have you found what you're looking for? Amen. And I'm sure some of us are still searching. In verse 44 of Matthew 13, watch these words. The kingdom of heaven is like. It's a similitude to this. It's kind of like this, see. The kingdom of heaven is like a very precious hidden treasure in a field. Now, I don't know about y'all, but back in Oklahoma, we used to go treasure hunting. Ain't found nothing. I mean, we spent a lot of time and we digging around and doing it. We had nothing else to do, you know. Didn't find no treasure. But here, back to the word, there's this little flashback there. The kingdom of heaven is like a very precious treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid it again. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all he has, buys that field, secure the treasure for himself. It's a couple of things in here that stands out to me. First of all, the kingdom of heaven is like a very precious treasure hidden in a field. I think Paul said, for we have this treasure.
Yeah.
In earthen vessels, mm-hmm. that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
That's right.
There's a treasure we have found in Jesus Christ. And so he said, so it's like a treasure hidden in a field, the kingdom of heaven now. See, which a man found, this is interesting to me, a man found and he hid it again. He found it, boom, this is worth something. And he saw, he knew this thing was worth something. Now, guess what? He didn't take it and run with it because it belonged to somebody else. Hello, somebody. We cannot go to heaven on somebody else's salvation.
That's right.
We can't make it into heaven on what mom and daddy believe. It come a time we're going to have to receive Jesus Christ for ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
So the kingdom of heaven is like a very precious treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and he hid again. Watch this, what he did. Then in his joy, look at this. You know, in his joy, he goes and sells everything that he's got. He had a purpose behind it. He sells all he has and buys that field, securing the treasure for himself. When we come to Christ, we need to let stuff go. We need to get rid of everything that's not like God.
All right.
And we can't do it within ourselves, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
I'm sold out, going to hold out for Jesus. You see, so he recognized that the kingdom of heaven is so precious, I give up whatever I need to give up to be a part of God's kingdom. How about you today?
Amen.
Watch this one in the very next two verses, in 45 and 46. Again, Jesus is constantly in 13, is talking to the folks in parables. And if you didn't have an ear to hear what God had to say, you're not going to get it. It's not going to register. See, the carnal man cannot perceive the things of God. It's foolishness to him. When folks hear you mean you go to church every Sunday? Oh, y'all strange. y'all go out there on Bible study nights. Don't tell me you're giving that preacher your money. You know, people come up with all kinds of stuff. They say, something must be wrong with y'all. First of all, ain't no preacher getting no money. The money's coming to a church is for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. See? But anyway, the kingdom of heaven is like the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. The emphasis is not on the pearls, it's on the merchant. Jesus wants the folks to begin to understand what his plan for their life is. If we have hope in Christ in this life only, we're miserable.
That's right.
You mean this is as good as it gets?
Right.
No. God has blessings untold for us.
Amen.
And the only way we can acquire those, we have to understand what God is saying. Again, the kingdom of heaven like a merchant in search of fine pearls. Upon finding a single pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had, and he bought it. Let me give you a little insight into what this is saying. Heaven rejoices over what? One sinner.
Being saved.
Huh? More than 99 who need no repentance. One that comes to Christ. Here it's saying that God gave his son. This is what the kingdom of heaven. Do we understand that Jesus came to give his life?
Yeah.
That we might have eternal life?
Amen.
In Jesus. We were so important to Jesus, for to God, that he sent his son.
That's right.
Oh, what a blessing it is. Amen. We are saved by his power divine.
That's right.
Through new life supply. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete. Thank you, God. Because I'm saved.
That's
so he
right.
said, and the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in the search of fine pearls, and upon finding a single pearl of great value, he went, God gave it all, and paid it all for you and I. And all to him we owe.
That's
thank
right.
you, God. Because sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed us white as snow.
Yes, he did.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, he did.
Have you found what you're looking for?
That's right.
Because he's telling us what the kingdom of heaven is like. If we put anything above what God's plan is for us, then we're missing the mark. And we're looking here, we're searching there, and we're not finding what we're looking for because we're looking in the wrong place. The last parable that he used, he said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet, is like a net which was lowered into the sea. See, Jesus now, he's bringing these parables home. I love what Brother Chuckie says all the time. God wants us to get it. He wants us to understand what he's saying. God is not talking to us just to be talking. God does nothing because he has nothing else to do. Because he wants to do some infinite fiddling with things. No, God has a purpose and a plan for us. And sometimes we live beneath our privileges.
That's right.
He said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet which was lowered into the sea. You know, when the fishermen go, they drop the net. Whoop, you know, and everything that's in the water in the midst of that net gonna get caught and pulled up to the top. He said, and gathered fish of every kind. He's bringing it home now. And when it was full, they dragged it up to the beach. Now, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like this net. And they sat down and sorted out the good fish into baskets. The tuna, the catfish, maybe a few bluegills. But that rockfish, they said, oh, no, you got to go. All right. And they dragged up on the beach and they sat down and sorted out the good fish in the baskets. Watch this. But the worthless ones, they threw away. Jesus, what does this have to do with the kingdom of heaven? Well, let's keep reading. He says, so it will be at the end of the age. Mm-hmm. I hope we all know the time is winding up.
That's right.
I hope we understand whether you're saved or not, that Christ is soon to come.
Yes, he is.
And we don't want to be caught with our work undone.
Yes.
Amen.
So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous. Let me just stop there for a minute. Because, see, people, The devil is so cunning. He'll have, when we read this, we'll think, oh, the wicked, oh, we're talking about like Hitler, Stalin, you know, Manson, you know, and all, but all unrighteousness is sin, and whoever's not in Christ is wicked.
That's right.
Amen. It's just the word. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. God wants us to live for him. And we can't live for him in our own strength. Right. We do it by the power of God.
Yes.
Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Yes. All God wants is a pure and contrite heart. All he wants is brokenness, I can pray things in. Brokenness is what you call it. Holiness is what you call it.
Yes. That's right.
He said, so it'll be at the end of age, the angel will come and separate the wicked from the righteous. What makes us righteous? It's the blood of Jesus.
The blood.
There's therefore now no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen. After the flesh.
And we walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Thank you, God. So the wicked from the righteous and throw the wicked into the furnace of fire.
Oh, my.
Hell is real.
Yes, it is.
I don't care who don't believe it. And then some folks, if the enemy done tripped them up bad enough, say, well, yeah, I'm going to hell, but all my friends going to be down there. It's going to be fire down there.
That's right.
It's going to be, well, I'll read it. I'll let the word tell you what it's going to be. He said, in that place there will be weeping.
Yeah.
See, but we're on God's side. He tells us on this side, weeping may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen. He says, but in that place where the wicked is going, in that place there will be weeping over sorrow and pain and grinding of teeth. In the King James Version, it says, gnashing of teeth. I used to say when I first got saved, I don't want to go to Nashville. No national teeth for me. There'll be grinding of teeth over distress and anger. So here's the question that Jesus asked. Have you understood all these things in the lessons of the parables? And they said to Jesus, yes. Well, at that point, it brings about the question of the message. Have you found what you're looking for?
Right.
If you found the kingdom of heaven, then that joy you're looking for, that peace you're looking for, that happiness you're looking for, that blessing you're looking for, is all wrapped up in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You mean to tell me you don't feel love? Let me introduce you to Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So do you understand, he said. And if he said, yes, we understand. He even took it a little further, but we won't go there now. Let me wrap up. You remember the woman at the well? She was a Samaritan woman. Despised by the Jewish people. Why? Because they, from the northern kingdom, was taken into Assyria many years ago, and they became half-breeds. The bloodline was crossed with Assyrians and everybody else, and they were despised by the so-called elite Jewish nation. Jesus came, you know, see, when God knocks on your door, it's not by accident. It's not by happenstance. When we feel the baby want to cry inside of us, it's because the Holy Spirit is knocking on our door. He said, I got a plan for you, see. And for the ones who don't know Jesus, He's drawing you, and you don't feel comfortable in going the places you used to go.
Yes.
Don't feel comfortable doing the things you used to do. And you're trying to figure out why. And you're still going around looking and searching. And God has said, I'm right here.
Thank you, Lord.
With my arms wide open. So here this woman at the well, she felt, you know, us, you Jews don't have nothing to do with us. You know, we're not on the level where you guys are. Jesus said, you know, if you knew who you were talking to, you wouldn't even have to come and draw water no more. She said, what? You mean I didn't care to be water by? He said, no, no. The water that I give you, you'll never thirst again.
That's right.
You mean I won't have to come and do this no more? He said, the water I give you will be a well of water springing up in the everlasting life. Oh, she said, oh, give me that water.
Hallelujah.
And he kept ministering to her. And he said, where's your husband? And so many words. Well, I don't have one right now. He said, you said right, because the five, you had five already, and the one you stand with now ain't yours.
Oh, my.
She was searching for something. She was looking for something. She hadn't found what she was looking for. But let me take you to the scripture. John 4, 25, 26, answer that. The woman said to him, now I know the Messiah is coming. Because Jesus had told us, you know, the time is coming when the true worshipers.
That's right.
Will worship me in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
It ain't about the place where you are. Right. Physically, but it's the place where you are in your heart.
That's right.
He said, the woman said to him, she knew, just like the Jewish folk knew, that the Messiah was coming. She said, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. And when he comes, woo, thank you, God. She had some hope down on the inside. When he comes, he will tell us all things.
Yeah.
And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
That's right.
Ooh, you're talking about finding what you're looking for. Verse 28 and 29, the woman, then she left her water pots. See, it's a day off now. I don't care who takes them pots back home. The woman then left the water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, come and see a man.
That's right.
Who told me all the things that I ever did. She said, could this be the Christ?
Amen.
And the rest of that night, we go out, all the folks, they heard what she said, her testimony, and they came running to Jesus, and no doubt they say, we found what we've been looking for.
Hallelujah.
Have you found what you're looking for?
That's right.
If you're searching, you're searching, you can't find it, I tell you today, look unto Jesus.
Yes.
Who's the author and the finisher of my faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, enduring the cross, despising the shame, and now sit down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Oh, glory to God. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor. More glory to God. Have you found what you're looking for? We here at 3P's, we care about those that enter into those doors. And we care for them in such a way that it's not just only giving you a hug. It's not only just saying how you're doing, but we care about your soul. We care about where you're going. You've heard the message. You heard the message today. The message is, have you found what you're looking? Have you found what you're looking for? We here at 3P's, we want to give you that opportunity. If you're looking for something, hopefully it's Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That's what bow our heads.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.